President Bush is in Tokyo today on the first foreign stop of a week-long tour of Asia. As well as visiting Japan, he will also go to Korea and China. In Japan, Mr. Bush will meet with Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi over the next 2 days. The president is expected to thank him for Japan's support in the war on terrorism. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now from Tokyo. Don, apart from saying thanks for supporting the war on terrorism, what else will the president be saying to Japan's prime minister?
Right. Every trip the president makes these days, at home and abroad even, seems to be about fighting terrorism and shoring up the coalition. But there are other important issues. And in Japan, foremost among them is the economy, which is in serious trouble. It's been slumping for years. Unemployment here is at a post-World War II high. There's instability in the banking system, too many bad loans. And all of this is a huge concern to President Bush because Japan is the world's second largest economy. It's a very important trading partner of the United States, and it's a nation that, when healthy, invests heavily around the world. The president wants to show his support for Prime Minister Koizumi, who's wrestling with all of this, trying to get economic reforms enacted while watching his public approval slip here in Japan. The White House makes it clear the president isn't here to tell him what to do, but to really show support.
Well, after Japan, the president goes to South Korea. What does he hope to achieve there?
Terrorism will be the dominant topic. The president will visit the demilitarized zone, the buffer zone between North and South Korea. He'll meet with American troops in South Korea, and he'll dine with them. And, of course, he'll meet with South Korean President Kim Dae-jung, who has been working to find ways to try to open things up with the North. He's been pushing reconciliation. So they will talk about all of that and how that fits into the ongoing war on terrorism.
Don, how are countries in the region reacting to the president's remarks recently labeling North Korea part of an axis of evil?
Well, if this is a tour to promote the war on terrorism, it is also a tour that is being dominated by questions about that phrase the president used in his State of the Union address, that North Korea, along with Iran and Iraq, make up this axis of evil. And there is a lot of concern about such language here. These three countries he's visiting all say they support the U.S. and its efforts in the war on terrorism, but they're a little nervous if that statement means there will be military action in possibly the near future in places like North Korea, right in the neighborhood here, but also in Iraq and Iran.
The last stop on the president's tour will be China. What will he be saying to China's leaders?
This really follows up on a trip that the president made here last fall when he came to Shanghai. And again, they will be talking about the war on terrorism. China, too, has had some problems with terrorism within its own borders. But again, other issues, trade issues, China's entry in the World Trade Organization and what that may mean will come up. And the president will also tour a U.S. subsidiary, an engine company based in China. So again, a mix of terrorism and economics in China.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne in Tokyo. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.